رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Just a few words as mudhakara in regards to nikah. Alhamdulillah, it's a joyous occasion where a young adult, a young man, a young girl getting together, two families getting together. Allah Ta'ala unite them in His muhabbat, in His love, with the fikr of deen. As Muhammad Ilyasab Rahimullah mentioned, we were hearing the six sifat of tabligh and da'wat. We have iman, salah, ilm and dhikr. He would mention in dhikr, that in dhikr to remember Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Every moment of our life we are conscious of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The time of nikah also we are fully conscious that this is a command of Allah. We are doing it because it is a command of Allah. Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the niyat is very important. And then he would mention also, keeping this in mind, that we're doing this with consciousness of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that in the name of Allah, with the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we are getting together. We're getting together, two hearts are uniting to the barakat of the name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Like how we have Qurbani, without Bismillahi Allahu Akbar, animal is not halal. The same way husband and wife get together, with the barakah of the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and taking you to my nikah, to the barakah of the name of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And this nikah is through the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gave the command, we fulfill the command of Allah, because we love Allah, we obey Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So a couple gets together for the sake of Allah. Every single amal we do, every action we do, is for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah. Husband and wife get together also. Now you might think, I got married so many years ago. I can still make the niyat now, inshallah. It's never too late to make the niyat to extend our intentions right now in nikah also. We can make the niyat. Ya Allah, it is for your sake that we got together. So once you make the correct intention, then amongst the first ahadith we learn, when we go to madrasa, to darul ulum, innama al-amalu bin niyat. All amal are based upon intentions. As you make the niyat, wa innama likulli imrin ma nawa, accordingly Allah Ta'ala will treat a person. Allah will give him the reward. The outcome is in the hands of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We do it correctly. With the correct intention, the outcome is from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Mullah Muhammad Ilyasab would say, rahmatullah alayh, that a couple gets together to the barakat of the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we're getting together for the love of Allah, for the sake of Allah. And when the call will come now to depart, to leave one another for the sake of Allah, then it's easy. So I didn't marry you. We didn't get together for some other pleasure and leisure entertainment. We got together to make our iman, to make our jannat, to not just to design our home, to design our qabr together, to design our jannat together, to design the jannat of our children, our family. So when the time will come to depart also, like at the salah time, then the young couple will know, now we have to depart for the sake of Allah, it's time for salah. When it's time to go in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, then it's easy. Our entire nikah becomes dhikr. Entire nikah is based upon the consciousness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This muzakara should be repeated over and over again. And then ulama explained to understand what is nikah. And before nikah, what is worldly life about? To ask myself, really, in everything we find, is a default mode. What is the default mode of insan's life in this world? What is the default? Is it just enjoyment, entertainment, muhabbat, love, compassion? What is the default mode? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. The Creator is saying, I made insan to live fi kabad, in difficulty, in chaos, in strife. So worldly life is difficult. It's chaotic. Mufti Sharif Sahib Rahimullah explains this and he says, for insan to come into this world is so much of difficulty. For the mother, 9 months will carry the child, is no enjoyment for her. The morning changes, the evening changes, the eating pattern changes, the cravings change. For 9 months, your sleeping also changes. To bring one insan into this world. And then when she brings him into this world by the qudrat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, at that moment he explains, as if the skies and the earth meet together, it's either my life or your life, Allah Ta'ala spare both of us. The child comes into this world. And then 2 years plus minus, then to suckle the child, her sleeping, her eating, her taking a bath, becomes secondary. Just look after one insan, so much of difficulty, but Allah Ta'ala gives her the sabr. That is a reality of worldly life. And then the child begins to teat. Teething starts, the fever will start to wean him off the milk. Now the mother has to put a rock on her heart. And the child is crying the entire night in the cot. Father says, leave him, let him cry. He is crying, he is suffering, the mother is suffering. Entire life is chaotic. His strife is difficult. But this is the default mode of worldly life. There's mujahada, there's qurbani, there's overlooking. So life is about this. And then he mentions, he says, the child is ma'soom. No sin, no guna, sinless. But then to Allah Ta'ala, system of dunya is like that. You won't find the default mode of a child is that he's laughing the whole day and crying a bit. It's the other way around. Mostly crying and laughing now and then. That you have to make dua for him also. أَضْحَكَ اللَّهُ وَسِنَّكُ. May Allah continue making you laugh and smile. And then the sinless child sometimes, he rolls off the bed, hits his head, begins to crawl, there he'll get a gash, rush into the hospital, rush into the doctor, stitches. Then you really think, Ya Allah, what guna did he do? Allah Ta'ala is showing this dunya life is a life of difficulty. In all of this, you have to utlubni, search for Allah. To get Allah is not so easy. Allah made deen easy if we have talab and desire for deen. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. Allah says you have to make mujahada. You have to strive. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. Continue striving till you get the ma'rifat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is worldly life. إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Allah makes it easy for some people. But in that also we don't forget Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The default mode of insan, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءُونَ. Every single child of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is a sinner by default. فَأَلَامَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Quran says Allah Ta'ala instilled in insan fujur, to sin. Naturally he goes towards sin. When he was suppressed the desire or taqwa, Allah Ta'ala will grant him taqwa. But the heart and nafs goes towards sin. This is the default mode. So one is a worldly life, one is insan, and when he comes to a nikah, what is the default? Usually we hear a bed of roses. But the reality is otherwise. So your ulama explain also, for a person to understand, nikah also is a bed of thorns. And you will pick up a few roses here and there. Sabr and shukr. Sabr and shukr, overlooking. So say we are on the same page, we haven't found that page as yet. It's two separate human beings getting it together. Sabr and shukr, overlooking. That is why Allah Ta'ala gave the command, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah will say, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, as if appointed himself as an advocate on behalf of the masturat and women of the Ummat al-Qiyamah, that treat them nicely. Is that going to be easy? Is it going to be a handful? You will have to take care of her. Overlook. By default, it will be difficult. Allah Ta'ala will create the muhabbat and then the rahmat. Allah will create the muhabbat and the love and the rahmat as we move on. So when we will take nikah to be like this, now many couples are coming with high expectations. We have this feeling, it's my birthright. I'm supposed to be living a certain lifestyle. It didn't work out like this. He didn't treat me like this. She didn't come like this. I thought she knew all of these things. Is that easy? It's to overlook. You see, there should be compatibility and overlooking also. If we overlook the wife. And never to get angry. Never to get angry. And here ulama say also, that the man says that I have the broad shoulders. He's going gymming also. But one weak wife, just with her whoop of her tongue, can even flow a bodybuilder also. And he say, I'm the man in the house, but when she opens her mouth, then there's two ladies fighting. Where's the man of the house? That is why Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, La taghdab, don't get angry. Keep cool. Just for us to understand, when is happening right now, and any youngster before he gets married, has this in his mind, I'll never fight with my wife. That too is a fantasy. It's a dream. It'll happen. It happened in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, but how they handled it. So ulama says, just to understand our wives also. To understand our wives, they are the weaker ones, we are the stronger ones physically. Open the chest. And as we are taught, so to say, tell her, give me your best shot. Say what you want. End of the day, you're still in my nikah, I will overlook it. For the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And just to have this in the mind, that the reality is, this is a little doll of mine in my home who has a loud voice. Little doll with a loud voice, just shouting, but really can't do anything. Yeah, Allah have to look after her. And in this, Allah will have rahmat. Allah will shower them home with mercy and rahmat. So everything by default is not easy. But then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ. Those believing men and believing women, they have iman, and they do good deeds, they bring iman in their home, they bring good amal in their home. Then Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ, we will grant them a blissful life. Allah will grant a blissful life. When there's iman, amal is salihah, we'll make the environment at home conducive to deen. The man will make the effort of deen, the masturat, the women will take deen into their home. Then Allah says, you will grant them a blissful life. Allah will grant the blissful life. What the Mufassirin explained, doesn't mean wealth and comforts. Allah will make a person's wife a means of sukoon for him. It's got to do with the heart, not with things around us. Allah will grant him sukoon without things also. He has a wife that will grant him sukoon. He will have children. That will be the coolness of his heart and his eyes. When he goes home, his wife is in a'mal. There's ta'lim taking place in the home. She's talking about deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When's the next tashkil we are going? Which program we are going for? And there's talk of qabr and akhirat. There's talk of qabr and akhirat in my home. Man kana yuritu harth al-akhirah, nazid lahu fi harthi. First he didn't say that person who wants increase, wants the harth al-akhirah, wants the harvest of akhirat, Allah Ta'ala said, increase him in it. What does it mean? They say in that home where there is discussion of deen, then the intention of that home is you want akhirat. Allah says, I will increase it. And those that want the harvest of dunya, Allah says, give them a little bit. And in akhirat, there is nothing for them. So how to make the environment at home, to bring deen within the home. Husband brings it into the home, the wife takes it into the home, and together they live a life of dhakir, that they remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then Allah makes their life peaceful. Sukoon got to do with the heart. Not that the house is full, the heart becomes full. We're discussing qabr and akhirat. We're not discussing the next holiday. Where are you taking me next? And what are you going to buy for me? Now we're designing about qabr today. And we're talking about the akhirat. We're talking about jannat. We have a jannati couple. Allah Ta'ala bless this couple with the same sifat and qualities. And all our nikahs and marriages. Just to change our intention. Ya Allah, we are together for the sake of deen. To show muhabbat and love, shafqat for the wife. Whether she shows respect or not. Yes, iman is to come into their life. And here also we understand that there's no vacuum in a person's life. There's no vacuum. Many, many masturat are sitting at home. We hear commonly the man's responsibility is home, makan, malbas, clothing, masharab, ma'akal, eating and drinking. Also her ta'lim. Her ta'lim is equally responsible upon the husband. It's his responsibility. If we will not make figure for her ta'alim of deen, there's no vacuum in the life of a person. There's no amal of deen, ta'alim of deen, something will take up the time. Something will take up the time. It'll be the cell phone. And times before, we didn't know who's going where, who's doing what they are doing. Now they know everything. Before was not a challenge. Who's going, so we didn't know that time. Now they know. So I don't fill the home with amal and taqwa. And the younger couples also, we're going to plan a family. Allah has a plan already. The sooner we start, the better. They say, if you don't keep them busy, they'll keep you busy. So we keep them busy. And whether they have one, or they have five children, they still can't manage. Doesn't make a difference. But we have to help them also. We have to be, fi mihnati ahlihi. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, we make khidmat at home. We also make khidmat at home. There's time for khidmat, there's time for amal. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نكاح موانا يحيى باتل to sister Hafiza Husna Jasad representative of the bride Hafiz Ibrahim Jasad the father and the witness of the representation Brother Zahir Chutla himself and Brother Muhammad Jasad may have been got a cougar and has been received already got it. Can I do this cash? Is all right? Interesting. So, I don't know if you have after that. As was now given permission for nikah to be made, she's happy. They were there as witnesses. Permission to make the nikah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا حياة تنساب أهند أمي تيو نكاح حفظة حسنة جسات through the representation of her father Hafiz Ibrahim Jassab being the wakil and his congregation as witness to you nikah, have you accepted Hafiz Husna Jassab as your wife? Nakahtuha wa qabiltuha. Barakallahu lak wa baraka alayk wa jama baynakuma fi khair. MashaAllah. Anybody else, family member? What are the space there? Anybody senior family?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. لك الحمد يا الله عدد خلقك ورضاء نفسك وزنة عرشك ومداد كلماتك لك الحمد يا الله كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك لك الحمد يا الله كما يليق بجلالك وجمالك وكمالك اللهم يا الله صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم دائما وأبدا بدوام ملكك يا رب العالمين. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله كما تحب وترضى. اللهم يا رب إنك عفو كريم حليم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. يا تواب تب علينا يا تواب واغفر لنا وارحمنا فيما جنينا يا تواب. اللهم يا رب بارك الله لهما وعليهما وجمع بينهما بخير. اللهم بارك الله لهما وعليهما وجمع بينهما بخير. اللهم بارك الله لهما وعليهما وجمع بينهما بخير. اللهم بارك لهم في بقية حياتهم. اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم واجمع شملهم على المحبة وعلى طاعتك يا رب العالمين. واجعل بيتهم يا الله يا الله يا الله عامرا بالإيمان والأعمال الصالحة ويكون منبرا لنشر الهداية في العالم كله يا رب العالمين. اللهم واجعل مقصدهم رضاك يا ربي والجنة يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم يا ربي يا الله يا الله أنت أكرم من سئل. أكرم يا الله كل بيت مسلم يا الله أن يعود إليك يا رب على هدي رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم يا الله أصلح بيوت المسلمين. اللهم أصلح بيوت المسلمين. اللهم أهدي شيوخ المسلمين وأهدي يا الله نساء المسلمين وأهدي بنات المسلمين وأبناء المسلمين. اللهم أدخل كتابك وسنة نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم في بيوتنا وبيوت المسلمين وفي حياتنا وحياة المسلمين. اللهم حببنا وحببهم للإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وقلوبهم وكره إلينا وإليهم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا وإياهم من الراشدين. اللهم يا ربي يا الله يا الله أنت الكريم جمعتهم على الهدى وجمعتهم على سنة نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم فاجعل هذا الجمع مبارك يا رب العالمين. اللهم إن هؤلاء الذين أتوك لبيت من بيوتك يا الله يا الله أكرمهم يا رب برضاك والجنة. اللهم واجعل يا رب هذا يا الله عقد النكاح بركة يا الله عليهم وعلى جميع أبيات المسلمين يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. شيخ زكريا حفظكم الله بارك الله لهما وعليهما وجمع بينهما بخير.
Keeping all those smiling.
Yeah, the fat one.